In his first State of the Union address, U.S. President Donald Trump indicated his patience is running out over North Korea's development of nuclear weapons that can strike America. The U.S. has ramped up sanctions against Pyongyang and increased military deployments to the region. Trump again alluded to a military option.
North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear missiles could very soon threaten our homeland. We are waging a campaign of maximum pressure to prevent that from ever happening. Past experience has taught us that complacency and concessions only invite aggression and provocation. I will not repeat the mistakes of past administrations that got us into this very dangerous position.
The U.S. has delayed more large-scale drills with South Korea until April, but rejected dialogue and routinely warns of a preemptive strike on North Korea. With the Winter Olympics set to start in South Korea February 9th, Seoul no doubt views such rhetoric from the U.S. leader unfavorably, say experts.
I doubt very much if South Korean leadership here is very enthusiastic about his strong remarks about North Korea. They don't want North Korea suddenly making huge statements and threats in the run-up to these Olympics or during the Olympics.
South Korea is finalizing preparations with the games just a few days away, and North Korea set to participate, thanks to landmark talks between Seoul and Pyongyang that many hope could lead to broader dialogue following the so-called Peace Olympics. Trump's remarks about North Korea's leadership in his State of the Union reflect a strategy to create an enemy that his American supporters may unite to rally against. But the upcoming Winter Olympics is expected to help the world better understand North Korea through contact with its athletes and fans, and perhaps undermine the animosity the U.S. president promotes. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.